Welcome back to Sight to the Blind Podcast. Let's get into these school shooters or another school shooting. St. Louis shooter walked into his former high school with 600 rounds of ammo, a long gun, aka assault rifle, and killed two people, and was killed himself on the third floor. At this point, we should all know and understand that these shooters are coddled by CIA or coddled by the government, radicalized, or even brainwashed, MK Ultra'd, to carry out these shootings. And it's always the same scenario. There's always a loner. There's always somebody who have friends, doesn't have family, or a poor family background. Somehow, you never hear about these people while they were in school. Because I'm pretty sure no one just ups and, hey, I don't have any friends. I don't like people. I want somebody to feel my pain and leave no type of trace of that evidence that they're going to carry out a mass shooting. Especially when a lot of children, it really, pretty much people are brainwashed into at least being on social media. So you're going to tell me, out of these mass shootings, out of these shooters, they all don't take to social media, most of them. They take to writing it down, their manifestos, and then leaving it behind. Or like the Topps grocery store shooter etched it in his gun that he was going that he was going to kill people and etch it in his gun. Like, who does that? I'm going to go kill people, so I'm going to etch it in my gun so that if they find my gun, it would be all these racial images on my gun. People should see that by now, but like I said before, this is the generation of people think more emotionally than they think with logic. Emotion above logic. This is going to be the downfall of this society. Emotion over top of logic. So let's go through it. Now, I'm going to get into the numerology afterward. I won't confuse you with gematria, but I'll make it a point. Okay. He kills two victims, a white teacher and a young black girl. He carried on him 600 rounds. Why would you need 600 rounds? Do you know how insanely impossible it is to carry 600 rounds? You know how many clips that is? Let's say, all right, assault rifle what holds what? Maybe 15 to 30? In a clip. So imagine 600 rounds. Imagine how much you have to carry on you. And then you only hit two people. So what was the point? How are you supposed to show your rage? How do you, as a shooter, write out this manifesto, leave it in your car, walk into a school that was supposedly shut, supposedly locked with armed officials, officers, guards within the school area? How do you get from the first floor to the third floor? How? How do you walk around a school with a gun? Let's say he walked in, he just timed it perfectly where kids were in classes and no one's in the hallway. Still, walking around with a gun, somebody would have saw you. The Instagram post from, there was some Instagram posts from students who were witnesses, eyewitnesses to the shooting, said they saw more than one shooter. Said it was a white guy that was there too, and another shooter. Some of those posts have been deleted. I've seen them on Reddit. Some of them have been purposely deleted. But the students were talking to officers and were talking to officials and were explaining to them that it was more than one shooter. Some of them said they locked eyes with a white man or a white boy, whoever was there. Maybe is it true or not? But like I said before, seven injured or a couple of injured and then two dead doesn't really seem like a mass shooting. Like I said before, the doors were locked. So how did he get in? News reports showed that it looked like a door was damaged, or like he kicked it in. But still, you have to understand, like, those doors and those locks, if you remember, you go to high school, you remember how those doors were heavy and it was like extra locked? And even if you try to break the glass, it was almost impossible just to break those glass on those doors. Because they're reinforced with that wire in between. They're not like busting out a car window or a window at your house. This whole left a note in the car, like, why not leave a social media post? 19 years old, you trying to tell me he don't have TikTok, he doesn't have Snapchat, he doesn't have Instagram? A 19-year-old, he doesn't have Facebook? I doubt it. And they always say the same thing. No family. No friends. The family took his gun from him. Somehow he got it back. Right. Mental illness. He was a loner with mental illness. It's funny because the Parkland shooter had the same exact story. The kid in Texas, Uvalde, Texas, had the same exact story. Now, why don't they do these shootings while the students are in the school? Why do they wait to them to be 18 and 19, already graduated, to go back into a school? Supposedly, they have been around law enforcement officials before. Supposedly, they have been seeking treatment for their mental illness, which is nothing if you look at Bucky Barnes and Captain America Winter Soldier movie. He had mental illness. He was around officials getting reprogrammed and what? To be a hitman. They put these scenarios in front of your face as if they just make them up, as if it has never happened in real life. It's happened. They've taken out rock stars. They've taken out politicians. They've taken out presidents in broad daylight. You think they can't get a bunch of kids from broken homes to MK Ultra them to get them to go in there and shoot school and shoot a couple people up? And always using an assault rifle? Not a shotgun. I feel like a shotgun would be more damaging. It's always an assault rifle. Why? Because, I mean, it's a gun you can pretty much take a pin out or whatever and make it fully automatic. But it's a high-capacity rifle. It's never a hunting rifle. It's never a 9mm. It's not even a Saturday Night Special. It's not even a 22 or 38. It's always an assault rifle. That means they're preparing for all-out war. And this is not something Satan has conjured up. This is something the Most High is conjuring up. That men will stand up against each other with swords in their hands, aka guns in their hands. And so the numerology of all this happened on the 24th, which is 2 4s, 44. Liz Truss was in office for only 44 days. 4 plus 4 is 8. 2 times 4, the 24th, is 8. He went into that school at what? 9/11. Not 9/12, not 9/13, not 8:45, not 9 o'clock, 9/11. And the reason why they use numerology and the reason why they use gematria, because math is universal. Math is the same all over the place. The equations are the same all over the place. That is why Satan uses math. That is why they use gematria. Now, a system of predictive programming or a system of putting events on a numerical equation is nothing more than copying the Most High. And this has already been said millions of times, but Satan wants to be like the Most High. So where do you think he gets most of his foolishness from? From the righteousness of Yah. Jubilees 34. When Jacob thought he lost Joseph. When they dipped his coat into the blood and brought it to Jacob, and he mourned, that's where the Day of Atonement started. That's where it originated at. Jubilees 34. That's where the Day of Atonement originated. Because he felt that he lost Joseph. Jubilee 16 is when Abraham first enjoyed the Feast of Sukkot. He celebrated 7 days. He had sacrifices, or he had ascending smoke offerings. This is before Egyptian slavery. And he celebrated this the same month. And when the Israelites went into Egypt, came out of Egypt, had the Passover, and then had Sukkot, it was the same month, same days. So the Most High has a calendar. He has a set schedule. And things happen, not saying coincidentally, but by his design and by his plan, happen on the same exact days, the same exact months. The feast of first fruit harvest feast, Isaac was born. Isaac was born to Sarah. And we celebrate the first harvest feast the same day Isaac was born. So Satan sit back and watch all this and knows that things happen, that the Most High is always on time. We've just been all out of whack because we've been introduced to so many calendars and times and days. That's Satan's plan, was to rearrange times and dates, as it is mentioned in Scripture. The workers of iniquity have already begun to work. So, it's not a surprise that people can't understand Jumanji. Then they don't understand the Most High schedule. They don't understand the Most High's calendar. They don't understand that everything is laid out. It's already said and done. I bet you if we have the second Exodus, how much you want to bet that Passover, Sukkot, and all that will go down exactly the same exact time as it has been going on since Abraham's days, since Jacob's days, since Moses' days. It won't change. I doubt the Most High would all of a sudden say, hey, you know what, Passover now is going to be on the 8th month. Or Sukkot now is going to be on the 9th month. I don't think he will do that. Like I said, it's all said and done. It's all mapped out. The time is already being called. We have only control over our spirits and souls. That's the only thing we can control. Once we give up, I got to control this schedule, I got to control the way I do things here and do that. Once we give up control, that is where we reach true enlightenment. When we stop searching out unnecessary things, unnecessary information, and let the Most High work within us, that is where we find peace. That is where we find rest. That is where we find knowledge and understanding of what his scheduling and what his feast days and what his Shabbats were all about. That is why they're so important to him. So by following these feasts, following the Shabbats, we are synced with the heavenly calendar. The angels, even the angels above us, are on the same exact calendar. The luminaries are on the same exact calendars. The luminaries that we don't see, the chariots that pull the moon and pull the sun that we don't see, they are on a set calendar. So syncing up with the Most High, it already automatically draws you out of this world. It pulls you away. So when things start to happen by the Most High's hand, it won't look like chaos. It'll look like it's planned. It'll look like it's predictive programmed. That's where we get it from. I'll go to Yahusha, Mark 13. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the Besorah must first be published among all nations. Besorah is the gospel, the word. And that's what you're seeing happening right now. It's being published. Regardless of how people receive it, regardless of how they, if they swallow it or not, most people are choking on the basura because they have had to come out of religion. But it's being published. Even who we are is being published. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak. Neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Ruach HaKodesh. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. I mean, it's, you could look at the example of this in the entertainment industry. It's so many young acts. Megan Thee Stallion, Bruno Mars, Jennifer Hudson, DaBaby. You look at these particular artists who've been missing. Their relatives. Bruno Mars lost his mom. That was sacrifice. DaBaby, his dad, sacrifice. Megan Thee Stallion, mom, sacrifice. Sha'Carri Richardson, her mom, sacrifice. Rising up against their parents. This also goes to 2 Timothy about what type of people will be in this generation. Haughty, high-minded, without natural affection, disobedient to parents. This all plays into it. Most of these celebrities are offing each other off. Brother shall betray brother. Isn't the Masonic brotherhood, the Masonic fraternity a brotherhood? Aren't celebrities going at each other for each other's spots? Did not LeBron James beat Kobe Bryant's record? In the place of where he was born? And then faked act like he was sad that he left? This is what they do. This is what they signed for. It's a blood oath. It's not necessarily a selling of your soul. It's a blood oath. You made a contract, which means if you say anything or you come out of this truth, this Masonic truth, you are destined to lead have your life taken from you. To them, they believe in if you speak the secrets, you get your tongue cut out your mouth. But that's what they believe, and that's what people signed up for. You shouldn't be feeling sorry for them. This is what they asked for. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end shall, the same shall be saved. Easy. That's what it is. That's why I love the parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Amen, I say unto you, that this nation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knows no man, no, not the angels, which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So Christians, oh, Jesus is going to do it. Jesus, our Lord, Jesus. But at the end of the day, this is the Most High's plan. Not even his Son, his most prized possession, his peculiar treasure, his only begotten, doesn't even know the time. Only the Most High do. This is his plan. He created this before any of us was around. Before Yahushua, before the prophets, before Edom, before Jacob, before any of this, he was here. He will be here after all of it's said and done. So only he would know what's going on. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the son of Adam is as man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Every man his work. So while Yahusha's gone, we are supposed to be doing that work. And what is the work? The ordinances, the statutes, the commandments, the feast days, the holy days. That is the work. Only in religion are you supposed to just only do faith and that's it. Oh, I'm, in my head, I don't have to do much. I don't have to find the set apart days. I can still do whatever this world does. And that's what religion is. The religion is for the world, to make you good about being in the world, make you good about feeling good about being in your sin, that you can bounce back on it, bounce back from it on a weekly basis. I can sin from Monday, or literally Sunday night to Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and then I can pretend I'm holy Sunday morning between 10 to 3. White church is between 10 to 12. And then I can start the cycle back over again. Why? Because you live with that doctrine. Oh, I'm just a sinner. I am a sinner. Yes, we are all sinners and we all have sinned. Eventually, it got to stop. Or you be taken along with the sinners when judgment comes. The Most High is not taking sinners up to him. Yahushua's not come back to save and protect sinners. After a while, you stop sinning. After a while, you try to find a place of uprightness and righteousness. Yes, we all, in the heat of moments, sin and transgress. But the whole point of this is to not add sin upon sin. If Yahushua has left the house and we are commanded to work in that house with the work, then we should not fill it up with sin, don't you think? If you know that the master, the Lord, the Mashiach, the Adonai, is going to one day come back for that house, do you think he wants to see that house full of sin? Do you think he wants to see that house come up rapping on that door and see that house full of demons, full of unclean spirits, full of wickedness? You think Yahushua want to come and say, let me see what they're doing in this house, and look through the window and half of y'all twerking? Half of y'all doing Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter? Half of y'all lying? Half of y'all using the word to sell whatever you're selling? You think that's what he wants to see? Or does he? You think he wants to see us doing the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the First Fruits, the Day of Atonement? That's what he wants to see. That's what the Most High wants to see. If we are servants, we are maids, manservants and bondmaids to the house of the Most High, I'm pretty sure he don't want sin running around up in there. Drunkenness, lasciviousness, cursing, strife between brother and sister, or brother and brother. No. No. And I think that's why I speak so harshly against the psyop of Kanye. I think that's one of the reasons why. Because I know the Most High does not want his children to, again, follow after idols. He talked so much about idols. David in Psalms talked to him so much about idols, of how the downfall of, or how the downfall of his people came from following idols. So the fact that people be like, oh, the Most High is using Kanye and all these celebrities to speak the truth, I really struggle with that. I fight with that. With that message, with that motto. Because the Most High is so pure and righteous. Yeah, I know, understand that he created the light, he created the dark, he created righteousness, he created wickedness. But that wickedness has been created to teach us a lesson. That wickedness has never been taught for us to just go whoring after other nations. He has cut us off. He has cut us off from our land. He has cut us off from our blessings and watch us go do it. and watch us go whore, read the book of Hosea. He talks about how we went go whore. We went to go whoring as an adulteress, as a woman adulteress. Because we don't know our husband. We don't know our father. We don't know that we the bridegroom. We don't know that we're supposed to be married to this man forever. From generation to generation, we are supposed to be married, loyal. But I get it. We, after a while, we see all these other nations have at it, be having fun, drinking, partying, sex in the streets, sex on the temples, sex under their gods. As a people, we've seen this just as we see it today. It's just we see it on social media. Everybody worshiping their flesh, having sex anywhere they please. So, to me, I struggle with, Kanye's opening the eyes. How many people you really think is going to be like, I'm going to go look at the Bible because of Kanye. I'm going to read the scriptures. When he hasn't said any scriptures. Now, Kylie Irving has posted in his story where to find Hebrews to Negroes, which Brother Ron has created. And it's been out for, maybe 3 or 4 years. I've came upon Hebrews to Negroes, and he was trying to sell it. I didn't see a free copy of it, but he was selling it. Like, he was selling the information. He was trying to awaken people up, but at the same time, he wanted money for his project. I mean, I can't blame him. He put a lot of effort in that project. But the fact that Kyrie Irving is all of a sudden posting about Israelites, when he has tattoos of the pentagram, of the sigil of Saturn, his sneaker deals all have the Egyptian Eye of Horus on them. So it's really, I really got to take a step back, because the Most High could be using Kyrie and Ice Cube, Nick Cannon. He could be. But what has come of it? You could say the Most High used Jeffrey Dahmer to kill black gays or to punish black gays. I mean, you could say that. But I don't see people cheering on Jeffrey Dahmer as if they're cheering on Kanye West and Kyrie Irving. I don't see people jumping up and down, you know, the same way they jump up and down for Ice Cube. So I don't understand. I struggle with that. To believe that the Most High is using Kanye to wake us. The Most High has wakened some of us up through visions and dreams. So the Most High selected a small portion of us, a remnant, to come back to him. Why didn't I get the Kanye West? Why didn't I get the Kyrie Irving? Why didn't I get the Ice Cube? I got what I knew through visions, through the spirit. I was called up. It's hard for me to explain it because it was a beautiful vision. I just know a lion was glowing that stood next to a man that had on, I don't know if it was sackcloth or whatever, but he walked with a lion. The lion's chest split open, and I awoken only because this milk, this liquid doused over me, and I got scared and shook up and woke up. But I read in the Pseudepigrapha, one of Solomon's prayers, was Ode to Solomon. He was talking about the breast milk of righteousness. And I thought about that. I thought about the lion's breast. And out from his chest came milk. I thought about the breast milk of righteousness that Solomon was talking about. And I shed tears. That led to my awakening. And of course, watching Watchmen Reports with the two couple. And my brother... Thoughts, Camera, and Action. I watched his video about who we were. That's my awakening came from. So I could say, yeah, the Most High is using Kanye and Kyrie Irving, all these celebrities. to make sure none of us, nobody, has an excuse to be like, well, no one told us who we were. We could look at it like that. Well, no one told us who we... So we go into judgment or whatever, and no one can be like, well, no one told us that we were the children of Israel. Even though Nas has been saying it, Kendrick Lamar has been saying it, even Kodak Black has been saying it in their songs. I know another artist, I can't think of his name right now, but he talked in one of his skits or his monologues talked about Shem. So they know. These artists know. They only can say it but so many times. But they've known for a while. So this big reveal, this reveal is happening for it to be mocked, for it to be discredited. That's Satan's plan, maybe. Oh, I'm going to get them to say it. Okay. It's like the Most High tells Satan, all right, now tell your people they got to say who we are. I don't care how they say it, but say who they are. The smart ones will know. So, of course, they may have cooked up this plan of these Hollywood puppets and Freemasons being controlled by Jewish mysticism, which is the doctrine of Freemasonry. Get them to say something about the Jews. Get them to be anti-Semitic, and then in between that, say black people were Jews, and then watch the all-out brawl, and whoever picks it up, and whoever doesn't, doesn't. So no one has an excuse of, oh, this is who we are. You should have found out. So I guess, yeah, Most High he has his purpose. He has his way of doing things. I can never understand how he's doing it or what he does. That's the Most High's thing. But it's just funny to me. Like, Elon Musk buying Twitter for $44 million, or how much of it was worth, $44 billion or whatever. But it's there again, it's the 44. 4 + 4 = 8. You get the jackpot. The jackpot is $800 million. There we go with the 8. So everything is working in accordance to the fleshly world, and then there's a spiritual world that's working almost the same exact way. And if you don't understand, America is heading exactly where Iran is right now. It's heading there. That's why you see all these guys pushing these ideologies. That's all they to people who don't understand how this world works. They look at everything as an ideology or a political side. Everybody's been brainwashed in this political agenda, this right-left paradigm. And that's all it takes. See, it's different from America than it is in Iran. See, Iran... all you got to do is go against Islam. The hijab is the only thing these people will get these people riled up. How to control women is what they think their religion is based off of. Which is really, it's a copycat. Their Quran is a copycat of scripture. It is. It's a copycat of scripture. But they want you to believe that they're so holy and thou that they put these laws on women and think it comes from Allah. To be ultra modest. To the fact that they killing women, kidnapping women over this hijab. Which is, I don't know why these women are protesting about it. You grew up in this religion. It's more than just it's being mandated by the government, but as a child, this is how you grew up. The only reason why you don't want to do it now is because you've having Western influence. You had CIA come in with the same feminism as the Rockefeller Foundation came in with feminism in America. You had them come in, stir up the pot, cause a couple of fake revolutionaries to be either kidnapped, killed, or put on a pedestal, and then everybody else follows suit. Human nature is very predictive. We are very predictive, simple, idiotic creatures. Once we see something that excites us, we'll go after it. And so everybody started following. So somehow it started out with this one woman falling ill in custody over her pants. It wasn't even over her hijab. It was over her pants being too tight. Then all of a sudden, you had the same feministic ideology or rituals or practices or protests, women now cutting their hair, not wearing hijab, but cutting their hair. That's America's, that's CIA all the way. Didn't the LGBTQ community snuck up in there? Because they sneak into everything. They need to make sure that they're in every single facet of protest, because if they're in that, you in turn feel that you need to then back up their ideology, their ideals. So you can't say, well, I'm not protesting against LGBTQ community. And they'll be like, why? We shed blood with you. You were protesting hijab, so we cut our hair for you. It's the same thing in here. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Oh, we're for Black Lives Matter. We're for Antifa. So you for Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they got to be for us, because we've been protesting for you. All it is they moving up the pyramid. They infiltrate every organization. Just how Greeks and Prince Masons have infiltrated every black organization. They infiltrate it, take it over, and then you'll see their Masonic ideals happening within the organization. What they stand for and what they believe starts to come out. So now they went from the girl being killed to fighting police in the street to then all of a sudden taking over a jail. They went over, took over the prison like it was Batman, Dark Knight, when Bane showed up at the prison and let everybody out of Bloodgate Prison. You can't tell this is what America does. So you should know what's going on there is going to happen here. I've seen videos on Reddit of young women protesting with their phones in their hands, videotaping the environment and get hit with a bullet. I seen two videos. One girl was protesting, had her phone in her hand. Shots was ringing out. Pop, 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 pow. All of a sudden, her phone, her body dropped. This is what you going into Sheol for? Protesting for somebody else's ideals. Instead of sitting your butt at home, keeping your mouth shut, keeping your head down, and trying to live righteously, everybody's, I'm going to be somebody. I'm a feminist. I'm a strong woman. I gotta show support. I got to be the idol. And that is the downfall of women since the serpent tricked Eve into taking that bite. He knew that women did not want, or they didn't honor their man. They honored knowledge. They honored to be more than something. They felt Eve was insecure, which is what this whole billion-dollar makeup industry is based off of, women's insecurity. Satan knew that she found that he or the serpent found that little bit of insecurity in her to wanting to be more than what she was given, and that has been the downfall of women since ever. And it's being used against them or used against y'all. I saw another girl riding with a friend of hers, going down protest streets. People running back and forth. She goes, wow, did somebody get shot? The police just shot this person. It literally took maybe not even a minute, maybe 45 seconds after she talked about in her phone videotaping this incident that somebody was shot. A bullet rang through that car passenger window, took her out with her phone in her hand recording. Blood splattered on the screen. Her hand was bloody and that was it. Somebody posted that to Reddit to try to hype everybody up, but this is what's going on over here. They're not showing you all of the people being killed in the street by police. And you know that's organized by CIA. You know that. That is literally the doctrine of Esau, to rule with the sword. Even Christianity or Christians were the biggest mass murderers on this planet. to indoctrinate the world through Catholicism or through the Roman Catholic Church to destroy, pillage, rape, steal, kill, torture, and manipulate people into religion. And the fact that black people still want to participate in such religion is beyond me. But this is what this nation does. This is what the Edomites do. They were wicked since birth. Wicked since birth. What did Esau do? Did he not go into the forest and kill? Didn't he not kill Nimrod and steal his garment? It's there. I said before, if you go back in time, if you go back through your bloodline, you know exactly what your downfall is. If your downfall is ignorance, I'm pretty sure your bloodline leads to ignorance. If it's taking someone else's culture and making it your own, I guarantee it. If you're a culture vulture or you're doing something you ain't supposed to, that's not your nation, I guarantee it. There is in your bloodline to do just that, or there's been people in your bloodline that has been doing it. For us, if y'all worship celebrities, my beloved, I guarantee it that if you go through your bloodline, our bloodline, it's an attraction to idols. It's the whoring after idols. It's in you. It's in us. What you struggle with is what your ancestors have been dabbling in, cursed in, having judgment in before you were ever in this earth. But you know, at the end of the day, when America starts its civil war, which is what you know they're doing, that's why Andrew Tate came out and said, oh, I'm Muslim. You Christians need to convert to Islam. If you actually go into the Quran, which is no one's going to go into it because no one wants to read it. I don't want to read it. So I actually Googled what was the similarities between the Israelite scripture and the Quran. I'll give you one. Psalms 121, 3-4. He, God, will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Quran, Baqarah 2:255. Allah, there is no God except He, the living, the everlasting, neither slumbers, overtakes Him, nor sleep. I'll give you another one. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days, Elohim made the heavens and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Quran, Hadid 57:4. It is He who created the heavens and earth in 6 days, then settled over the throne. I could go on. Religions are nothing, foolishness. It's a mockery, an imitation. Like they said, the highest form of flattery is imitation, or imitation is the highest form of flattery. They're flattering the Most High, but creating their own foolishness, creating their own downfall, and it's all taken from us. That's why I really struggle with Kanye pushing this Roman Catholic Christian religion. That's why I posted that video I posted. I know it pisses Christians off. Most importantly, it pissed white Christians off. Black Christians, not so much. White Christians get pissed off every time I say something about their religion. Because they think, they truly believe that James, John, and James and Peter were all white men. That Jesus was a white man. That the Bible's about white men. Why? Because Judaism takes from the books of Moses and makes it their own. So they think, oh, it's based off white men. Man, it is being a truth-revealing time right now. It is a truth reveal. And what they're doing is pushing everybody from the right to the left. Somehow, black liberals who are Christians keeping their mouth shut and actually defending the LGBTQ community. They actually pushed themselves on that side. Then there is, along with Judaism. So now, because of Kanye, and he is seen as the far right, now black people are defending the Roman Catholic religion and at the same time defending the same people who took their heritage, bought and sold the slave ships they put their ancestors' ass on. Now they're defending it, joining with them, this so-called alliance, so they can keep bringing in laws that'll help them sexualize their children. They'll keep putting their children into the welfare system, and then your children go into the jail system, because the penitentiary system is what keeps these people paid. It ain't nothing but re-engineered modern-day slavery. So really, you paying them through your own stupidity. You paying their establishments by defending the people who took your identity, who took your culture, who took your heritage. Because now you see the right as Kanye West. You see Andrew Tate as ultra-toxic misogyny, as an Islam. So now you got Islam. You got all these people on the right. You got Islam, which is conservative. You have right-wing evangelism, evangelicism, or whatever they call it, on the right as conservative. And you see idols on that side. So that's the whole point of this. Oh, we got to push it. Now they got to push the black, quote unquote, black Hebrew Israelites on the right side. So now we are now, even though we have not said not a word about the politicians or politics in general, or this right-left paradigm, now we are on the right side. Even though we don't want to be, now we're on the right side. So exactly who you think brother will be against brother on? Who do you think that we will rise up against? Who do you think? And this is all, if this is all coming from Yahusha's mouth, he did not come to bring peace, but a sword to set man at variance between his father and son, mother and daughter-in-law, etc. A man's enemies will be his own household. So if the CIA is working in Iran the same way they're going to work in America, by causing a civil war between ideologies, between doctrines, who do you think we're going to be against a war against? Some of us have liberal, some of us have very liberal relatives who are already irritated by our work, already irritated by who we are and how we walk in this journey. Guess who's going to sell us out? Yes. I'm pretty sure. They are already had it crossed their mind of who they want to sacrifice, who they want to go at, who they want to destroy. And that's the point of this whole Kanye right-left thing and this thing against anti-Semitism and Jews and all this, is to put a divide of who's against who. That's all. They got to stir up everybody. They need to know at where everybody is. It's not like the Ruach HaKodesh, where you can tell by the fruits who people are. But in Satan's world, in a flesh world, you need to produce works. You need to produce works to know what side you're on. So if you out there wearing Adidas, or if you wearing Nike, you wearing whatever Kanye has put his hands into, to you, you're marking yourself. You're marking yourself with fashion of what they think is your ideology. It's very easy to do that. Look at what they've been doing between iPhones and Androids. Remember that whole war between iPhones and Androids? People who are iPhone people generally tend to be Starbucks people, Nike people, Reebok people, and people who are Androids, I don't know, what are they, like Asics Gel, another clothing brand, I don't know, I can't think of, Lululemon. You know, it's an archetype. That's all they're doing. They're creating an archetype to separate people based on the marks of the flesh. So it's going to be brothers walking around who are going to, they're going to watch. They can tell what you buy. Like I said before, these apps are telling on y'all. I know we need them and we use them for inconvenience, but These apps are all this. The data that's in these apps all go to one place. They're not using these apps to kill you. They get using these apps to put you on a side. They want to know how you think. They're creating new equations on a mathematical level to know which side you're going to be on. They need to get everybody on one side or the other. They need total civil war. And we all know the Most High is going to stir it up. This is how it's going to be stirred up. Where do you think Jacob's trouble is going to come from? We shaking hands and giving hugs in the street? No. This Jacob's trouble is going to come, I'm guessing, from the liberal side. Because it's going to be them that's going to be brainwashed in this foolishness and this following this LGBTQ and Judaism and all that. They pushing it. They pushing it. They pushing that side over. They pushing that wreck. That's why when it came to this black mass shooter, no one really talked about it. It really wasn't a thing. It really died down after 2 days. No one's really talking about them like they talk about the white ones, because black violence against black people isn't a hot topic. If a white mass shooter went into them projects in Chicago, it would be on TV for a month. But because it's black on black, they don't care. It's not that, like I said before, it is us that they manipulate. It is us who provides the energy. We're not going to get riled up over some black teen with an AR-15. That's not our thing. We so used to guns being in our music, guns being in our images, guns being in our words, that we really don't care. But if a white boy does it, we only know 1965. We only know 1800s. We only know 1619. That's where they pull our energy from. That's where they harvest our data from. So that's why that mass was like, oh, it went under the radar. Right before election time, right before midterms, it's the push to ban assault rifles. That's why they have Herschel Walker being who he is. They did the same thing with Raphael Warnock before he was elected. They did the same thing they did to him as they did to Herschel Walker. Bring it up, Raphael Warnock's fight between his ex-wife. They brought that up to throw him under the bus, and he ended up winning. So now, Herschel Walker, talking about his anonymous abortions with these anonymous women that he got to keep answering for. Now, if he gets elected and he beats Raphael Warnock, it's only to create what? The war between right and left. Everybody thinks Herschel Walker is stupid. Everybody thinks that he's just a dumb football player. A dumb football player that's linked to Trump. So that what? That's another mathematical equation to rope all of us in, from Herschel Walker to Kanye West to Kyrie Irving not wanting to take the jab, because all Republicans and conservatives don't want to take the jab. So it pushes most people on that right side. That's all they're doing, finding different emotional archetypes to push us to one side or the other. So really, the awakening, you know what we should be doing right now? What Yahusha said do? Watch. That's it. Watch. Watch the foolishness unravel. Watch people slander each other, cut each other down, add sin upon sin, or sin upon their own heads. Watch the recompense of their own deeds return upon their own heads from their own foolishness for engaging in this right-left paradigm. Just watch. Y'all about to see your own people go down. You're going to see your relatives go down. You can already see it. Arguing over mindless stuff. Arguing, bickering, fighting. And like I said before, they use the insecurity of women to tie it all together, because there's so many simps out there that don't know how to separate the righteousness of a woman from the wickedness of a woman. So they want to fight for all women. He don't care what it is, because he thinks he gets more love and more admiration if he's seen fighting for women causes. So a lot of simps are going to be out front, running their mouths when they should shut up. But that's what you're going to see. And this is the perfect time for us to sit and watch it unravel and watch it the Most High's plans be unveiled, because this is not going to touch his children. It's not. We're going to be saved up out of this. He's going to protect his children. He's going to give us a front seat. He's giving us a box seat, a VIP box seat. I don't want to be front row. If this was a basketball game, I don't want to be front row. If this was a football stadium, I don't want to be at the 50-yard line. I want to be in the box seats. There's food in the box seats. There's champagne in the box seats. There's service in the box seats. There's comfort in the box seats. That is where I'm going to be, to watch it all unfold. And I may leave my box seats for a couple of times, just to throw some truth out there, just to watch people choke on the truth. That's what they do. They choking on it. They can't swallow it. This generation ain't meant to really swallow truth. Even if it's a teaspoonful, they're gonna choke on it. It's like right now, teaching the word or explaining the word to somebody is literally like putting cinnamon on a spoon and trying to get them to swallow it. And you've seen the whole cinnamon challenge. That is exactly what it is. Choking. They can't swallow it. Their mouth is dried up. They're thirsty. They can't, which is funny because Jasper, as they describe as the Most High, have an appearance of a Jasper stone. That's almost the same color as cinnamon. So really, truly, metaphorically, and in reality, they choking on that truth, that black truth, that Jasher truth, Jasper stone truth, that cinnamon truth. They can't swallow it. No matter how much they put on that spoon or how little, they ain't gonna swallow it. Because it's not in them. They so glued into this religion, into this matrix, into this system, they'll never see it until they need to be humbled. And that's what's going to happen to a lot of people. We are only supposed to tell people this is what it is. This is where you can find the truth. It's not up to me to make you understand it or make you believe it. Whether you swallow it or whether you choke, that is between you and the Most High. I am merely just a chef of many other chefs cooking up this truth. What you have an appetite for or what's in your taste buds is between you and the Most High. Not me. But this is the natural order of things. Either you find this truth out on your own and grow and be nurtured and be disciplined along the way by the Most High, or you do it your way. You wait till he comes in to discipline you, which means he got to literally purge you before you make a fool of yourself, purge you before you make make missteps that'll lead you to Sheol and not to the good side with Abraham, but on the bad side to be tormented. He gonna purge you, and you see the up to you to understand this now or find out later on, which is this new phrase that's come around, which has been around for a while, the F around and find out. If that's what y'all want, to F around and find out if you were doing it the right way or not. It worked the same way in the prophets' days, when the prophets, knowing everybody knew the prophets were sent by the Most High, knowing the word of the Most High came through the mouth of his prophets, his priests, yet the Israelites slain them, beat them, mocked them, didn't listen to them. So it should be no surprise to you that people do this today. Nothing new under the sun. It's like the story with Lazarus. When Lazarus told Abraham, oh, please go tell my children or tell people I know that it's real down here. Lazarus, the rich man, it's real down here. Can you please tell my relatives that they need to start living right and being upright? And what did Abraham say? He said, they got the prophets. They got Yahusha. And Lazarus was like, no, please, please go tell them. Tell them what it's like down here. Tell them they need to act right. Abraham said, well, if they ain't going to listen to the prophets and Yahusha up there, it ain't no difference what they going to listen to. They ain't going to listen to me. This is the generation we're living in. So when it comes to even the 144,000, those are all boys, all men. That's who's coming with Yahusha. 144,000, not 144,000 Muslims, not 144,000 Christians, not 144,000 Freemasons, not 144,000 Mormons. It's 144,000 Israelite men from 12 tribes. That's who's coming back. That is who is being redeemed from the earth. Which should also be a status, or it should also be a telling parable of they also won't be defiled by women. So they would be virgins. So that should speak a lot about the state or the consciousness of women in these last days. That the Most High is picking, or has already picked, 144,000 children of the nation of Israel that have not been touched by women. Let me say the word he used, defiled. He didn't say blessed. He didn't say in love with. He didn't say married to. Defiled. Which speaks volumes of the state of femininity in this country or in this world and where it's heading. And I can tell you who's the head of it. I can tell you who they're giving the torch to. Sadly to say, we all know who it is. It's the same demographic. They keep getting tricked through their own insecurity of wanting to be more than a vessel for their covering. It's always the same story. It's always the same lesson that has to be learned. So, it's a great time to be watching. I'm gonna be excited to watch everybody kind of take to the streets, because there's gonna be people taking to the streets. That's why they want them guns away. They know guns gonna go off. They're trying to take off the extended clips. They want bloodshed, but they want to control the bloodshed. They want to manage how much bloodshed it's gonna be. I'm telling you, it got to be something coming quick. It has to be coming in somewhere in the new year. It has to be somewhere in January, February. It has to be. This whole Rihanna coming back after 6 years, that's all programmed too. So it's coming. They have Rihanna doing the Super Bowl halftime. That's going to be a whole bunch of occult rituals during that. They have that coming, and then they have the quote-unquote the first Black female citizen from Barbados. She's from the islands. She's from Barbados, or she's from some part of the Caribbean she's from. And Bahama, that's where she's from. She's a Bahamian student, aerospace engineer, that she's supposed to be going on the Blue Orion flight to space, which is, you know, they ain't going nowhere. They're going up almost close to that firmament, and that's it. So, like I said before, you know what demographic they're going after to rile everybody up. They already got them riled up against Kanye West, against, you know, conservatism, and it's going to end with Black women defending their oppressor. And this goes all the way back to Willie Lynch doctrine. The breaking of a African slave or breaking of a female slave. People don't read, people don't understand, and people don't learn knowledge. Like I said before, you put the seeds out there and hope it grow. It ain't up to you of where your seed lands on. It could be rocky soil, it could be fertile soil, or it could be nothing. It could just be the fowls of the air could take it. Satan could come and take it. But that's not up to you. That's between them and the Most High. He's not in it to waking up everybody. Not everybody's coming back to these calendars. Not everybody's coming back to the feast days and holy days. You should be counted lucky. You should be counted blessed that you get to participate. What most Israelites have a birthright to do, some of you are blessed to even follow this That's the whole point of being grafted in. That you're doing something that the birthright has the ability to do, has the knowledge to do, and still won't do it, and you do it, that's the blessing. That's the covering. That's the assurance. That's what you should be focusing on. I'll see y'all next week.